Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're right back to it. Jones and Mego on WEEI. WEEI.
This is sore shoulder. He'll have an MRI tomorrow and we'll know more, so hoping for the best. Obviously, it didn't look great. Vila was down, I'll say, in the second inning.
Right.
It went from 95 to 90. So, let's wait and see.
Alex Cora saying what we all thought when we saw Sale come out of the game after just 3 2/3 innings. Exactly. What I thought looked to be pretty normal stuff until that last inning when the velocity dropped about 5 to 6 miles an hour. His pitch is suddenly coming in the high 80s instead of... Now, by the way, just so we can sort of get this out here, I've always been of the belief that the Chris Sale velocity conversation gets really blown out of proportion sometimes. You know, wow, he was throwing 96. Like, yeah, everyone throws 96. I'm not
98.
Really that impressed by, like, Chris Sale and his 96. Can he throw? Can he hit his spots? Can he... fool batters, can he outpitch them? You know, like that sort of thing. That's more what I care about than a guy throwing 96, because everybody in the league throws 96.
Right, but I think the point is that he's 34 and he's had all these injuries. And
right.
So you can talk about the velo and hold it up as indication that there's still hope for Chris Sale. I think that's why it gets blown out so much.
It does, and that sort of becomes the thing everyone hangs their hat on. But at some point, you know, when the guy's out there throwing 89 miles an hour, I mean, you got to get him out of the game, and you got to find out what's wrong with him. You got to find out why he can't hit those normal velocities. So that was Alex Cora. It didn't look great. They are hoping for the best. And then he said some things that I thought were this is what raised my eyebrows the most. He said that I can't be irresponsible. Can we play this one with the question, Ryan? This was the answer from Cora that that got my antenna up the most.
He said anything about what changed over the course of, like, two pitches there for you to just decide that?
I cannot be irresponsible, you know? Like, we've been through this lane for a while, and we know each other. And obviously it's not easy because of what he's gone through, but in the end, I got to take care of him, you know? It's like, I know he tried to take care of us, but no, it doesn't work that way. And from my end, at the end, it's Chris Sale over the Red Sox. And he wanted to finish it, but give it a shot. But then after that, it can be irresponsible.
I think a lot of people were waiting for the end of that game to hear what Cora was going to say. And when he said that's when it really hit me. This wasn't precautionary. This wasn't, let's just make sure everything's okay. Well, an abundance of caution and make sure that he's totally comfortable and everything's fine. He said, I can't be irresponsible and leave him out there.
Yeah, that's super heavy. Because then it gives the indication that there's damage there, and him being out there would further the damage that
right.
Alex Cora can already detect. That's how I read it. And it was, like, protective from Alex Cora of Chris Sale. He's always going to want to be out there, especially after what he's gone through to come back from that bicycle injury.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got to protect him from himself. And it's just extremely sad. I mean, I understand the side of Red Sox players who are pissed off or frustrated because it's another season where we're living through this Chris Sale injury nightmare. I understand the frustration perspective completely, but at the same time, hearing that is just, It's so depressing. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and we haven't even gotten to this Bob Nightingale interview yet, which I almost don't even... I feel like I'm going to ruin everyone's weekend if we read this. Like, it's bad enough that Sale's out and he's getting an MRI, and it's been probably 3 hours since he got out of getting the MRI, and we still haven't heard what the results of it are, which I also don't feel like is good. If he was totally free and clear and it was just, you know, an aching shoulder, nothing to worry about, I feel like we would have heard that by now.
Yes.
You know?
Feels like they're looking for some silver lining here.
Sam Kennedy would have walked down here and told us himself, probably.
It's like, not to make light of this, but it's like the Ja Morant suspension, where the longer it goes without revealing details, you're like, so this is going to be pretty bad, huh?
It's the expectation. Well, I was going to say that even if it is, you know, just some soreness that he's dealing with, best case scenario, he's probably missing one, if not two, of the next starts just to be safe with his status of his shoulder.
I would think at least you're missing two starts, no matter what the MRI scenario.
I doubt very much we're going to go, oh, he's fine. He'll be, you know, right back in there every fifth day. No, I can't see it with him.
Yeah, and the fact that it's the shoulder, you know, if it was the elbow, he's had elbow inflammation before, and it obviously led to Tommy John surgery, and it obviously led to, I think, really what sort of has bred all of this now. But it's the shoulder. It's something new.
Yeah.
Like that sort of
gets
like,
it's the thing you didn't even know you had to worry about.
It's a
you know?
Shiny new experience with Chris Sale.
Oh, it's dark. I don't mean to laugh. I'm laughing out of, like, how dark it is. Like, laughing at a funeral.
It's like playing that game Operation. Remember that game?
Yeah.
The little guy,
just
like,
buzzing
now the
what.
Shoulder, now the elbow, now the, you know, now he falls off the bike, like, you know, whatever. It's just, it's always something.
Always something.
At this point, thank you, yes. I was not very good at that game. I did not have a steady hand. I touched the sides every time. No matter what it was. This is exactly how I played. I could not win that game.
Do they still manufacture that game?
I would think so,
kind of creepy. It's like a naked guy laying on a table.
Oh, yeah, with his guts out.
Yeah, but it's like...
and you're picking around in there.
For some reason, he has like a saw in his stomach.
Yeah.
That was definitely a game
that undigested apple?
That game definitely got developed in the 60s, right?
Probably.
Someone dropped a little acid and was like, let's make a fat, naked guy, and he's got all these scary things in his stomach.
Got butterflies in his stomach. Remember the butterfly? The butterfly was impossible. I never once got the butterfly out.
Did you have a bread box in there, I think?
The funny bone. There was several, and Chris Sale has injured every single one of them. So that's, yes, that's where we stand right now. What else did Cora say? Cora also was asked about when he sort of realized what was happening. He said he noticed him moving around funny on the mound.
Have you said anything about discomfort, or are you just going by the...
No, there in that inning, you know, he's... The way he was moving on the mound, and obviously kind of like people notice it, and I kept looking at the velo, so they hit some 95, so, but like I said, we'll check tomorrow and see where we at.
617-779-7937, there's your phone number. We see some Chris Sale calls lining up on the phones. We'll get to you guys in just a second. What do you do about the pitching staff? Nick Pivette is the obvious answer, right? Just pop him back into the rotation.
Yeah, he'll be thrilled.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be happy until Sale comes back, if he does, or until they... What I think should do, and that's make a trade for a real starting pitcher who can maybe not be the ace of the staff, but at least a guy that you can put out there every couple days and not be... no idea what's going to happen. And I think with a couple of your starters, that's where you're at right now. Paxton pitched well the other day. He had one brutal start. Bayo sort of up and down. Houck sort of up and down. Whitlock, I have no idea. Pivetta, I thought Pivetta pitched okay as a long reliever, you know, sort of a mop-up guy. But, I mean, we've seen him as a starter. I'm at the point right now where I think maybe it's time to go out and make a wholesale adjustment to this pitching staff, especially if Sale's going to be out for a while, which I guess we may find out later on today.
Yeah, I mean, Bayo is up and down because he's a kid. He's a work in progress, and hopefully he'll be a different guy. Not that he's been bad, but he's inconsistent, and he'll be a different guy by the end of summer and somebody that you can lean on more as time goes on and he gets a little bit more experience in the big leagues under his belt. But otherwise, it's like, it's just... The rest of your rotation is just kind of meh, you know? There's no spice there. And some of these teams that you're going to be going into, just in the next couple of weeks, I feel like if they make a move, they should make it quick.
I mean,
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, do you really need three long guys in your bullpen at this point? I mean, Winkowski, Cutter Crawford, and Nick Pivetta. I know Nick Pivetta is the obvious answer, but and I heard Lou bring it up with Gretchen Fourier earlier when he was on with those guys. I think Cutter Crawford is destined to be a starter in this rotation. And you're almost forced into this situation where, like, yeah, Nick Pivetta's been good, but we've seen him at his worst. I still think Cutter Crawford is a level that he has not really reached yet, and I would like to see him get another opportunity to maybe crack this starting rotation.
I give Crawford a start. I give him a start. Why not? I mean, like, really? Like,
as of right now, it's Whitlock.
You got a doubleheader tomorrow. Throw him out.
That's
there.
What I'm saying. Whitlock goes tonight. Tanner Houck starts tomorrow, and they don't have anybody penciled in. I mean, Tampa will probably do their opener thing that they love so much. But as of right now, it's just Whitlock, Houck, Bayo, and Paxton are your four guys, and you got to figure out what you're doing with Chris Sale. I'd give that spot to Cutter Crawford.
I think that's workable. It's workable. I don't
I
know
can
if
work
it's the,
but
workable.
It's not a long. It's not a long-term solution.
Yeah, it's something that, and by it's long a Band-Aid for now. Yeah,
saying, like, what are you going to be doing in August? If you're actually playing for a wild card spot in August, in September, you know, that I don't think that Cutter Crawford is going to be the solution to this whole rotation.
No, I don't think so either. I think that if you are serious about competing, and that's really what this is all about, you're close. You're not there, but you're close. And if you want to be serious about it and really keep yourself in the mix here, especially when a team like Tampa's showing some vulnerability, I know Baltimore's still been very good, the Yankees, the Blue Jays, not exactly setting the world on fire, you're right there. You're within shouting distance of those teams. Houston's fallen off this year. You can do it. You know, you can do it if you're committed to it. And I just wonder if that commitment for this team is going to extend to going out and getting realistic or aggressive, I'd say, in the trade market. I'm not sure that these guys have it in them, to be honest with you.
Well, I just look at what they did with the, and I mentioned it before, but what they did with shortstop and what they've done with this pitching staff in the past, for the most part, looking at last summer, it's like, well, if there's somebody who can make do for a stretch, instead of going to the doctor and getting the right remedy that they need, it is just Band-Aid after Band-Aid after Band-Aid, because it feels like this whole era that we're living in right now feels very bridgey.
Yep.
Like, why are we going to go out and spend on a big piece for this year when our best hope may be wild card contention?
Yeah. In the month of May, Tanner Houck's ERA was over 6, okay? And I consider him one of the better pitchers on this team. It's just you don't have anything. You don't have anything that you can look at and say, this is the strength of this team. This is what's going to power us to whatever destiny you think playoff-wise that this team has. I look at it right now, especially Sale out. I mean, that pretty much does it for me with this pitching staff. He was the one thing I sort of looked at and thought, well, at the very least, even if guys are sort of off for a week or you have a tough round or a tough month like Tanner Houck did, at the very least, Chris Sale's out there giving you a fighting chance in the offense, even when the offense died out this month, which it did for a couple of weeks. You know, you had something there. I don't know what you have now.
You also look at just at the roster overall, the potential, the real stars and star caliber players that you have on the roster. It's Sale, and he looked like he was getting back to that. It's Raffy Devers, who you kind of teased out there at the top of the show. You have some concerns about, even
I
with
do.
Last
he
night.
He was very good last night, so it's maybe cooled that take off
a little bit.
You
can't, no matter what.
From a month-to-month perspective, I mean, listen, it's not just the pitching staff, okay? That if the offense was more consistent, I would be a little bit more okay with this news today. I wouldn't be happy about it. No one would be happy about Chris Sale being out, but I'd at least be like, okay, that sucks, but this team has shown they can slug their way to victory when they need to. They showed that a little bit in April. They have not shown that since. I mean, really, they haven't. Yoshida's still been hitting the ball well. Verdugo fell off. Turner, you know, Devers. Devers had 10 home runs in the month of April, 3 in the month of May. And I know that he had a good game last night, and he's, you know, does other things other than hitting home runs, but, you know, that's sort of what you're expecting from the guy. And when he's not leading the way offensively, you don't see these other, you don't see the Verdugos and the Connor Wongs of the world and these other people all sort of falling in line and also hitting the ball well. He doesn't have protection. And I just kind of feel like, you know, there's guys on the team, Cassis and Kike and guys like that, who've been kind of lousy all year. But when they were hitting, they were following Devers' lead.
Yeah, I mean, Kike had a good night last night offensively, obviously.
Again, cooling my take off a little bit. But
well,
yeah.
Before that, he was a disaster for a stretch. And it was like, you know, what is going on here, especially defensively? But then again, on defense, he's not in the position that he's supposed to be in, like so many other guys on this roster right now.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not a great situation here at the moment. Even in the bullpen, you know, that was a strength of the team at one point. This team, I'll give them credit on this. Over the course of 2 months, basically, they've been all over the place. Yeah. You know, they had a great offensive moment with Duvall. They had great starting pitching for a little bit there. Maybe not great all around, but
consistent.
You know, the bullpen was really good for a while. Jansen didn't give up a run to start the year.
Jansen was setting records for himself, not for the Red Sox.
And somehow they're still in last place. you know, they're a last place team in this division, which is a good division, by the way. I know, I understand that. Don't call in and say, well, the division's good. We all know the division's good.
The division's
good. They're
two
games over 500. They're two games over 500, and they're in last place. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. A lot of you waiting to react to the Chris Sale news. So let's go ahead and start things off with Matt, who is in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Matt.
Oh, hey, you know, guys. I'm actually calling on the Celtics after hearing the news conference yesterday. You know, it was obviously a disgrace the last two games. Just not making adjustments for shooting the ball that badly. And I wanted to support Missoula. I wanted to blame the players, but you know, it was kind of like I did think like they lost complete respect for him, and he really should have been in that seat to begin with. I mean, listening to Brad Stevens yesterday, I mean, he should have just finished every statement with "Golly gee Willikers," because I don't know if he thinks everyone's that naive.
Thanks for the call, Matt. We'll get to the Celtics next hour, but you brought up some good points. We'll put a pin in that, and we'll get back to that in the next hour. Let's go to Jack in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So my opinion is going to be a little biased, but because I'm a Yankees fan. But I think the Red Sox, if they really want to get ahead in this division and start winning games.
Jack, your phone's really bad, so we're going to let you go. Thanks for
– He had the solution. How did you let him go?
A Yankee fan with the solution for the Red Sox and how to win without Chris Sale. I know. Unfortunately,
summer, guys.
He was out in that part of Rhode Island, doesn't get good cell service.
Can I bring up something?
He can try calling back if you want.
Totally unrelated, but it's kind of loosely related because Chris Cotillo from Mass Live tweeted it out.
Oh, Tillo. Yes, what did he say?
He tweeted out one of these messages. It's a DM. And it's, "Hi, I work alone in the U.S. and love to make friends. I rarely chat on Twitter."
Oh, my God.
"Can you add me on Telegram?
Look, my girlfriend's cheating on me? Is that what you're saying?"
And it's Celeste from Hong Kong, 32 years old, single, currently living in the United States, looking for a sincere friend.
I'm the sincere friend. She messaged me, and I said, yes, I'd like to be your sincere friend. And now she's messaging Chris Cotillo.
So something's happened over the last...
That hunk?
There's something happening over the last week.
Celeste, you whore.
My Twitter DMs are this every single day.
Really?
Like, you're not getting these bots?
Oh, I am.
Okay. Yeah, I never got them before. Now every
you're
single day, I get a different
women
bot.
Bots?
Oh, yeah, women bots. I get, what's the other one? The stupid, like, Dogecoin bots. It's crazy.
Dogecoin still exist?
I don't
know. Going to the moon. Obviously.
Really?
Does Dogecoin still exist?
I don't know if it still exists. I thought all that stuff crashed.
Oh, Doge bros raise up. Come on. Okay. It's going to be the currency on Twitter,
like,
guys.
I'm this
Ryan's
coin.
Like, shut up, man. Yeah. Shut up.
I'm this crypto expert. I'm looking for other crypto experts to join me. Like, who at Twitter lost their job last week? Because I can't handle
actually,
this. It's like
people.
Every single day, it's a different bot in my inbox. It's
I am from Hong
creepy.
Kong, 32 years old, single. Currently living. They're always single. Currently living in the U.S. looking for a sincere friend.
Yeah, why are you going to waste your time with someone that's married?
I think Chris Cotillo should make a new friend. But I'm upset that my darling Celeste is messaging other sports writers.
And, so weird.
How am I supposed to compete with a stud like Chris Cotillo? 617-779-7937 is your phone number, and we'll get back to your Chris Sale-related phone calls in just a minute. We might as well just get to this. It's upsetting. Chris Sale did an interview with Bob
Nightingale. More upsetting than Celeste cheating on you?
I'll get over that. You know, there will be other Celestes, I'm sure, in my life. But this came out 2 days ago with USA Today. Bob Nightingale did a profile on Chris Sale and interviewed him and talked about his son and, you know, all this stuff and how he's gone through hell. And there's a lot. It was 2 days ago. It was a very sort of uplifting, you know, like type of piece you read, and you felt good about it, you know, like, wow, he's really been through a lot, and look how well he's pitching, and his ERA is under 5, and sort of all this stuff, and now, you know, here we are. Chris Sale told USA Today Sports, "I can't look in the rearview mirror because it's been a bleeping disaster. A spade is a spade. It's been a disaster. I don't shy away from that. I was embarrassed by it because I wanted to be great. I wanted to be that guy they paid all of that money to be that guy. I just fell flat on my face," which I literally, I guess, when he fell off the bike. They talked about how he's been pitching better, occasionally hitting 98 on the radar gun. Chris Sale, "I'm going out there and having fun again. Not throwing every pitch with 3 years of hate behind it. I'm going out there with the attitude that today is a new day. Take it for what it is. Appreciate it because I sure know it can be taken away. I was sitting there in 2018, sitting on top of the world, Series trophy in my arms.
This is the one that got me.
At the highest peak of the highest mountain. I'm living large, and it got snatched as quickly as it could possibly be taken away. Everything started to happen. I was kind of looking around the corner for the next bad thing to happen. That ain't clean living, brother. That ain't clean living. So I had an appreciation for the day-to-day mentality more so than I ever had.
How about how it ends? This is the last line from Bob Nightingale. For now, he's not looking at anything further than Thursday's start against the Reds. It's one day at a time, one start at a time, one pitch at a time.
One MRI at a time.
Oh, my God. It's brutal.
Come on. You know,
so
session
brutal.
Ends, the Celtics get eliminated, the Bruins out in the first round, and now Chris Sale, after all, he overcomes everything, goes out there, pitches against the Reds, and ends up doing something to his shoulder, which, again, they're not telling us. And with each passing moment, I feel like that news is going to be worse and worse, which is unfortunate as well. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. Chris Sale, we'll see what the update is. What do you think should happen with the pitching rotation? What would you like to see happen with the pitching rotation? And how should Alex Cora handle this? If you heard Alex Cora just now, you heard a guy who was, I think, resigned to this fate. I think that this was something that he was expecting would happen at some point. And when it did happen, it was sort of, okay, kind of a, what do you call it? Like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that was the tone I got. That's what Cora was giving today, I think. So there you go. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. When we come back, we're going to break out the dice and do a little bet roulette, try and raise everyone's spirits after this bummer Chris Sale news. With some wagers, we got six sides of the die, six wagers to get to. We'll do all of that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.